Welcome to the Simply Vibes Show, your one-stop shop for motivation, empowerment, inspiration, great music, and some great guest speakers with your one and only host, DJ Jenny V. Some of the interviews and shows heard on the Simply Real podcast have previously been recorded and aired on FunkNationRadio.com. That is the show that I do every Saturday, the Simply Vibe Show. Definitely check it out every Saturday, 8 to 9 p.m. on FunkNationRadio.com.
Javier Goody, and you are now listening to the Simply Vibe Show with DJ Jen. Get with it.
Radio, what is going on out there? It's your girl DJ Jenny V in the building. We got the Soca vibes coming up for you today. Welcome here to the Simply Vibe Show. We definitely got a dope interview coming up for you in just a short few moments. We got the Haitian sensation, R&B singer, artist Jean Michael in the building. This is an interview you do not want to miss. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Saturday. Let's turn it up in here.
From the time I wake Lally Bridge.
No, we about to shake up the place right now. Let's get it. Let's go. Simply Vibe Show right here at FunkNationRadio.com. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Log on right now. With your girl, DJ Jenny B in the building.
Now he not even with her. I want to that bit. I don't mean a hug. I want to see getting a sticker. Just pumping that real quick. Hanging that real mass. Shout out to my show Wi-Fi. Want to that real rap.
Everybody here on Clubhouse, we got a dope ass interview coming up soon with Jean Michael, the Haitian sensation in the building. Y'all keep it locked in. We got that interview coming up in just a short few moments. We're just getting you nice, warm, and cozy over here at Funk Nation Radio, the Simply Vibe Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
You and I in the middle, and the DJ's playing our favorite songs. One by one, I'm feeling your heartbeat pulling me closer, closer. One by one. Every touch, I'm feeling it stronger, stronger. One by one, believe with me, we're falling in love. Cause all the faces are fading around us. One by one, whoa, whoa. One by one, whoa, whoa.
Shout out to Big Seven in the building. Time to Grind Radio. What is going on? Nice to see you here. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Saturday.
Morning light, morning light, morning light. How you feel? Do you wanna refill? Or do you just wanna stay right here? While the DJ's playing our favorite songs. One by one, I'm feeling your heartbeat pulling me closer, closer. One by one, with every touch I'm feeling it stronger, stronger.
If y'all got a loved one in the area, you got a couple, you're in love right now. This is the song for you right now, right here in Funk Nation Radio. It's one of my jams right here. Let's get it. Let's go.
One by one.
Girl, I'm gonna make you wet till you can't wait no more. I'm gonna make you feel my loving on the floor. She feel the sweetest thing. She has see her little boyfriend Liam. So she want a real man take her on a tour.
Yeah, let's ride to the east to the mountain. You've been waiting for me long, long. Summer play our favorite song. One by one.
I'm feeling your heartbeat pulling me closer, closer.
One by one.
With every touch, I'm feeling it stronger, stronger.
Another masterpiece from D-Bots in the building. Bots, you showed up at the same time. It's like you about to hear this song right now. Let's get it. Let's go.
Hey.
D-Bots, you
I am for certain. You are the one I like, the one that I love. I love. Don't you go hurting. Don't you go hurting my heart. My heart, yeah. I feel like you better share me. Oh yes, you got me, so I won't give up.
Mm-hmm. No,
you leave me never. I'm with you forever. We won't ever part.
Let's check in on Clubhouse, see what's going on. Let's go on. Let's check out with our guest, Jean Michael. You in the building? Let's check out your audio. We good?
What's the deal? What's the deal? Am I coming through clear?
You coming through good. We coming through good. What's going on? Shout out to everybody here on Clubhouse. We definitely have a dope interview coming up. Jean, thank you for being here with us today. We definitely appreciate you being here on Funk Nation Radio. What's going on? How's your day going?
My day is going excellent. I woke up and I was ready to get it popping, and I got it popping.
Yes,
and now
we
here. You know, on Funk Nation Radio for sure.
Let's get it. Let's go. So, Jean, let's start off by you telling us a little bit about when did you first start recognizing your love, your passion, and your talent for music.
So really, it popped off when my pops, he passed away. And my stepfather, he used to have these beat CDs that he kept in the car. And we would always freestyle in the car, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it just felt good to really just express yourself. And I kind of kept at it from there. I used to rap like that. That was my main thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. And I know you are, so we're calling you the Haitian sensation because you definitely are. Now, were you born in Haiti or were you born here? When did you come over here if you were born there?
I came to the States when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? And it was in Asbury Park, New Jersey. From Asbury Park, New Jersey, we kind of just moved around from everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. So now that you're here and you got into music, what would you say are three words you could pick to describe music for you and how it makes you feel, how you tap into it?
Sure. If I had to pick three words, those three words would probably be connection, truth, and then, you know, joy, you know what I'm saying? Connection, truth, joy, because I feel like, you know, with my music, that's what I'm bringing. Like, I really tap in, you know what I'm saying? I meditate and I really put my all into my concepts. I tell the truth, you know, I say everything that's coming from the heart, everything that's coming from my soul, my mind, and then show joy. I just want you to feel good when you're listening to it. Just, you know what I'm saying? I can give you a message and you can still be dancing or rocking to it. So that's really like my formula, what inspires me when I'm making the music.
Yeah, I definitely love those three words. Those three words definitely resonate with me as well. So what would you say is the best part of the process of making music for you? Because, you know, there's so many different moving parts and elements when you make music. What's the best part that you love out of the whole process?
So to me, you know, when you're a musician, and shout out to the artists in the room, whether you're a producer, you're an artist, you're a writer, or just a creative in general, to me the best part is seeing a vision fulfilled. meaning that you heard it in your mind, you saw it in your mind, and then you get to that point where it's like, wow, like I got the full executed idea in reality, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, it's just that whole process of getting to the part of seeing it through when you have a vision in your mind, you know?
Yeah, that vision is definitely important, absolutely. So we're going to play one of your tracks here just to get things moving because you got so many great tracks and, you know, we definitely are loving everything that you're doing here. I know you got your space on Clubhouse called The Art Gallery. Y'all are always grinding and working. Tell us about that space before we play this track here.
Yo, shout out to The Art Gallery 223, some of the members in the building. You feel me? Really, we just a group of like minds that came together on this here platform, Clubhouse. We called it the Art Gallery 223. Art Gallery because, you know, we people coming together for the sake of the art. And the 223 is a little personal, but it resonates with everybody. My grandmother, you know, when she was young, she was poor. And, you know, she really worked her way up to be able to make money, you know what I'm saying, to get my family to the States. She went to the market with two pairs of shoes, sold it, made 23 good. And then she kept flipping it and flipping it until she was able to bring my grandfather on a banana boat to the States. So that 223 is very powerful as well. So it's kind of combining art with business, you know what I mean?
Oh, and wow. We
just all coming together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's powerful. And I know being from the Caribbean, you know, my parents are from Trinidad, and it's not easy growing up in there, and the things that you learn and the values that were so grounded in from the being from the Caribbean culture. What are some of those values that you've learned or gotten from, you know, that Caribbean culture?
So being Haitian, I ain't gonna lie, you know, we a little hard headed, but
that's for a reason. I think all Caribbeans are.
For sure. I think it's just the boldness to fight for what you believe in. You know, that's what I got from my family. Like, whenever you believe in something, you stand on that, you go out there and you fight every day for it. You know? So
right.
Yeah, I gotta thank my family for that.
Definitely.
Sure.
No, I'm loving it. So I got your track pulled up here called Pole Dancer. Tell us about this track before we play it.
Yo, so this is special for Funk Nation Radio. Y'all actually the first station that's going to be playing these records. This is off of my upcoming EP that I got with Spunk Bigger. Shout out to my guy Spunk Bigger. Yeah, so this is actually the first record him and I created, you know, when we linked up. So I hope y'all enjoy it. It's just a fun vibe. You can dance to it. You can play it pretty much anywhere. So it's Pole Dancer. Check it out.
Let's go. We tapping in right now with Jean Michael, the Haitian sensation right here. This is an exclusive we about to play right now on Funk Nation Radio, the Simply Vibe Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
Pole dancer, you're my temptation. She bring it high, she bring it low. Shake it until the party's over. You make a nigga want more, as much as I can afford. Pole dancer, we can slow grind. Don't tempt me, whatever you want so easy. She like a girl fresh out of the fantasy. She get whatever she wants so easy. How many shots for you? She just wanna let loose. How many shots will do? It's all on you. Don't tempt me. Whatever you want so easy. She like a girl fresh out of the fantasy. She get whatever she wants so easy. How many ones for you? She just wanna let loose. How many ones will do? Spend it all for you. Pole dancer, you're my temptation. She bring it high, she bring it low. Shake it until the party's over. You make a nigga want more, as much as I can afford. Pole dancer, we can slow grind. Over here thinking, can it be mine? Imagine how it feel when I do you right. Sliding, riding, turn it over, that's how I get obsessive, I like it. I'm the only one you need to ride with. Over here thinking, can it be mine? Imagine how it feel when I do you right.
turn it over, that's how I get. Obsessive, I like it. The only one to vibe all dancer. You're my temptation. She bring it high, she bring it low. Shake it until the party's over. You make a nigga want more, as much as I can afford. All dancer, we can slow grind. All dancer, you're my temptation.
Damn, that was a vibe, John. That was a vibe. I want to go around. Let's see what everybody thinks. What's going on, everybody in the building right now? But what do you think about that one? I know you collaborate a lot with John Michael. How'd you like that vibe? Exclusive vibe for Funk Nation Radio, by the way.
Oh, man. You know, that's my record right there. Love like we can love. That's a vibe.
Yeah, it definitely is. What was your inspiration behind that one, John?
You know, Haitian boy got to Atlanta, and I got turned up a little bit. Shout out DJ Funky. That's one of my mentors. He actually DJs in one of the biggest strip clubs in Atlanta. And for like a year straight, I was just in the strip club with him, going to the studio, back to the strip club, playing music, seeing how people react to it. And that one kind of, you know, when he spun the Afro beats records in the club, it felt really good. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of wanted to combine two worlds, like the whole pole dancer and then the whole Afrobeat side. So that's how we got that record right there.
Yeah, that's a dope joint. I'm loving it. I'm definitely going to rock that out a few more times. So, you know, you mentioned before about being from Haiti. Besides, you know, who are some of the artists or any Haitian artists or Caribbean artists that have inspired you in any way?
So a lot of people don't know this, but my uncle is one. He's actually a legendary pianist in the Haitian community. Yeah, his name is Ancito Messier. And he inspired a lot of, like, pianists in the compa music, you know what I'm saying? So he's definitely been a big inspiration, just watching him perform in front of thousands of people and just being like, damn, one day, like, I want that for me. But I never wanted to go through my family to do that. I wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of get out here and do it on my own. Right. And, yeah.
Yeah, so, you wanted to build that independence on your own. I get that, definitely.
For sure. And then Wyclef Jean, you know, just being Haitian and on top of that, actually loving his music. Like, he's a very soulful dude. He produces, he songwrites. And to me, that was like inspiration because it's like, man, he from where you from and he doing crazy. So you could go crazy too, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely agree with that one. So yeah, you're doing some great things. I mean, you got a lot of music coming out. Who are some people that you are currently collaborating with right now?
Man, I'm collaborating with, shoot, let me shout out to the homies in the room, Nutty P, you feel me? Shout out Nutty P, incredible super producer. I'm collaborating with Bots, you know what I'm saying? I got records with Radio Naeem, you know, some people that's not in the room. Shout out to Spunk Digger, shout out to Crunk Master Slick. You know, I got records with Slick that's about to play on the radio in Atlanta here soon, like next week or so. So yeah, we're going to be doing a big party for that, too. So everybody's invited. We're going to host, like, a Shazam party. So when that record spins on the radio out here, everybody can kind of be a part of that process, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And what I like about your collaboration, they're very unique and diverse. I feel like you step out of the box a lot because I feel like some of the artists today don't kind of want to step out of their lane in terms of, you know, the genre that they're in. But it seems like you definitely collabing with some great people to make some, you know, really unique, innovative music.
Yeah, for me, Jen, you know, like, music, I just make music. Like, I don't really think about, you know, what genre is going to be too much no more. I just want to write great songs that make sense, you know, that just vibes for the people. And, you know, I hear a lot of talk about this generation not having, you know, certain caliber of songwriters, but, like, I want to be the reason why people are saying, damn, John is, he's a part of that, or he's a part of that cloth, you know what I mean, so.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Which you are. You're definitely a part of making some great music and doing some great things. So shout out to you for that. On this journey, what are some of the challenges that you think that you've been facing or anything that's holding you back and that you're, you know, really needing to get out of your way to keep moving ahead and elevating?
Honestly, a lot of the obstacles, you know, they come from within myself and my perspective, my mentality on challenges and things that I'm facing. Like, you know, sometimes we can get on in our own way as far as with our egos. You know, maybe we being lackadaisical and identifying and going after the opportunity. So I think the challenge is just keeping yourself motivated, keeping yourself disciplined, enough to follow the goals that you guys set in front of me, you know what I'm saying? So every day I'm just working to try to be better on hitting my goals, you know what I mean? And I know everything will fall into place from there because I'm putting in the work.
Yeah, most definitely, definitely. And that's what it's all about, is keeping away the toxicity and just staying positive and motivating. What are the most important things that you do to stay motivated when you get up in the morning and you're ready to get it going and have that winning day? What are some tips that you can give to other artists?
So the first thing I do when I wake up every morning is I say, thank you, God. You know, I just give thanks. I give appreciation for the life that I'm, you know, that I got, for waking up. And from there, shoot, I really just make sure I stay in touch with the positive people, like a Nutty P, or like a Royal, or like a Radio, or a Bots, you know what I'm saying, or Brock, you know what I mean? They all big homies to me. They'll really call me, help me make sure I'm in a good mental space. And I think it takes community. Sometimes we overlook that, you know, but being able to have people you can reach out to in times where you need them, you know what I'm saying, is a very important thing. I don't want to underestimate the importance of having relationships too, man, because relationships with good people can take you a long way.
Yeah, most definitely. And you said something really important, a big gem there, which is about being surrounded by good people. And your network is your net worth. I know Bots always says that too, you know, and he talked about not having any egos. And that's important. It definitely is a part of your growth. So I love that. If you had to pick three things that you would say are most important to you about your brand as you're building yourself and your brand, what are those three things that you could pick?
Sure, to me, I think the three most important things for the brand is professionalism, you know, making sure that you're handling your business the right way, quality, making sure that you're providing something that's of value to the community so people can talk about it and spread the word about it with word of mouth. And then the third thing for me would probably be love, you know, just love the music that you're creating, love the acts that you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and everything else will pan out. People will recognize that in your brand and they can align that, you know, they can align with that.
Most definitely. I love those three values. Absolutely. We're going to rock out another track here called Break Your Back. Before we do that, I want to go around the room and say what's up to everybody. Anybody had any questions for Jean that you want to throw out there? Big 7, what's going on? Time to Grind Radio in the building. Shout out to you. Shout out to Brock, DJ 808, Nutty, everybody in the building. Shout out to everybody for showing up here today. This is a dope interview. Anybody got any questions or remarks before we move on to the next? All right. If not, Jean, tell us about this next one, Break Your Back.
Man, this one is inspired by the love making. Yeah, I mean, you got a certain young lady that you're crazy about, and shit, y'all just getting into it, so let's break your back.
Well, the Haitian sensation. I'm liking this one. Let's check this one out. Coming at you from Jean Michael. You tapped into your girl, DJ Jenny V, right here at Funk Nation Radio, the Simply Vibe Show. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's check out this next track. We definitely talking to a great person here today. Let's go.
The bedroom, we keep rocking from this, knocking on the headboard. Headboard. The way we get it popping, panties dropping, girl, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Don't you try to take this away from me, girl, it's mine. Sit back, I lay it down, wait. Take my time, and I'll be everything you need. Face down, ass up on me. Ready for the beat, baby. Girl, let me break your back, baby, baby. Girl, let me break your back, baby, baby. You look so good, it drive me crazy, baby. Girl, let me break your back, baby. There's a time that the lovers need all to themselves. Put the phone on D&D, this ain't for anybody else. Miss each other cause of work, now we finally get a chance. Girl, it's time, girl, it's time, girl, it's time. Don't you try to take this away from me. Girl, it's mine. Sit back, I lay it down, wait. Take my time, and I'll be everything you need. Face down, ass up on me. Are you ready for the beat, baby? Girl, let me break your back, baby. So good, it drive me crazy, baby. Girl, let me break your back, baby.
talking about all these things that you're gonna do when you see me. I just need you to understand when you walk through that door.
I'm ready for it, don't you try to take this away from me. Girl, it's mine. Sit back, I'll lay it down with you. Take my time, and I'll be everything you need. Face down, ass up on me. Are you ready for the beat, baby? Girl, let me break your back, baby. Girl, let me break your back, baby. You look so good, it drive me crazy.
That was definitely one for the ladies out there. We got the Haitian Sensation in the building. Ja, do you like that name, by the way, Haitian Sensation, or do you prefer something else? How'd you get that name? Well, obviously because you're from Haiti, but they just kind of put it on you?
Sure. It rhymes. It sounds good. Shit. Sure. That's it.
I hear you. I think you put that one out there for the ladies. They definitely tapping in with you today. That's a dope one, too. And all your vocals are off the hook. Did you do any vocal training?
So I went to Morehouse for a little bit, and I was in the Glee Club.
You were in the Glee Club, you said? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. Well, the Glee Club actually worked because your vocals are definitely on point, I gotta say, doing some great stuff. So I wanted to ask you, too, about, you know, the music industry today and how things are going for you. If you had the power to change one thing about the music industry, what would you change and why?
Oh, that's an awesome question. For me, if I could change something, I would change the difficulty in connecting to your listeners. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish there was a way that people who like a certain type of music could just have a notification system to where that type of music is made. It's like, boom, it's sent directly to you. Like, I don't know. I just wanted to make it more accessible and easier for people to find music that they love. You know what I'm saying? I know it's not like a specific drawn out answer, but I think it would be real cool if we could put together something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of like that. Anybody else in the room got any comments on that? Because that was a really good one. I do think that we need to figure out a way to better connect the audience with the new music being made. You know, anybody got any other thoughts on that one? What Jean was just talking about? Feel free to pop in. Damn, y'all quiet tonight, huh? All right, no doubt. But yeah, I do like that, Jean. And I think the music industry is just shifting so much. And the way that we look at it as individuals, we have the power to change, you know, certain things if we just come together as a community, I think. Which is why I love what you're doing with the art gallery. You know, I see you guys in there all the time. And it feels like you guys are a family and a real community making changes and really wanting to do some great things in there.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate that. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, we got a lot of amazing leaders, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm really blessed to, you know, be around a lot of people, a part of the art gallery. I'm grateful for everything that we're doing together. You know?
Yeah.
And everything that we will.
No, definitely. You guys are making waves. So a lot of, I'm gonna play another track of yours, but I want to also ask you, are you planning or are you tapping, maybe I haven't heard it, are you planning on making any music, you know, specifically for Haiti, like Haitian kind of music, or is that something that you haven't tapped into yet?
You know, that's something that I definitely want to tap into, but, you know, I plan to tap into it a little bit more later in my career. You know?
Right. Now you just kind of focus on the R&B vibes.
But I do have music that is in that vibe that's ready to go right now, though. I just want to make that clear.
All right, no doubt. No, I know you got lots of music. You got a lot coming up. Tell us about some of your projects that you got coming up or collaborations before you play this next track.
For sure. Yeah, shout out to Jay Laurent. Shout out to Diego in the building. Shout out to Dre. I got projects coming with, you know, these individuals right now. Drea, she actually is a DJ out there in Turkey. She's been spinning my record, Jokish, out there in the clubs in Turkey. So shout out to Drea. She's helping me move this record. Jay Laurent, incredible artist, songwriter. Also my bro, you feel me? Him and I, we got records that are going to come out together. And we're also pinning for other artists. So, like, you know, we got certain people in the game that y'all have heard of that we got records being sent to. And, you know, they feeling what we doing. So, you know, pretty soon I want to say that we're going to be able to announce a major placement on here. You feel me? Diego, Shout out Diego. He's a manager, entrepreneur. He also is working with me on a Rambo project. Basically, it's a single, you know, that was we have put together, me, Leah Chanel, and G&G Zoe, produced by Danny Keys, and the single is just going crazy. Like, that Rambo has a whole thing of his own going on, you know what I mean? So, a lot of big support from a lot of major players coming behind it. Shout out to Cashman. Cashman blasted that out to 60,000 industry contacts, so we appreciate him for doing that. And shoot, Gary Archer just actually gave me some information that as far as the franchise pools for the DJs, Rambo's sitting at number 10 right now. So, yeah, we got a lot of things going on, you know, that's major for the gallery, major for everybody in the room. And sure, I just want to continue to do it with my people, you know.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, shout out to everybody in the space right now. JL, what's up? Drea, everybody in the space. I appreciate you for dropping in. I know you all doing some great things. I see Royal in the building too. Yo, I saw him DJing the other day on Clubhouse doing some great stuff. His mixes are off the hook. Shout out to you, Royal. Shout out to really everybody in here. And Jean Michael, of course, our special guest for tonight right here on Funk Nation Radio, the Simply Vibe Show. So we got So Free queued up. Tell us about that track before we run this one.
So this one is a Clubhouse produced record. And by that, I mean, I was on here. Everybody knows I do studio sessions on here from time to time. And I asked everybody in the room, I said, hey, I got these topics, right? We could talk about freedom. We could talk about this. And everybody said, talk about freedom. I said, okay, cool. So I pulled up a beat from Spunk. I muted up for like 15, 30 minutes. And this is the song that we came back up with. So shout out to everybody who's a part of that. And let's get it. Hey, Jen.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you do this, but you mind if Royal could spin this record for them?
Yeah, of course. Royal, you want to spin it right now? I'm going to just wait. I'm going to dead air. Are you down? You ready? Yeah, you know we welcome all DJs in here as long as I know you and we're respectful. And, of course, I know Royal. So, Royal, you got it. Let's go. The Simply Vibe Show. You tapped into Funk Nation Radio. That was another dope track. All your tracks are so versatile. And you know, when you start sitting down to produce music, what are some things that you do for yourself to get that inspiration going and that vibe going?
Sure. One thing I do in particular is I play the guitar, and I referenced, you know, that because on this record, before I even started, like, I was playing around with the guitar to find some melodies, you know. And in doing that, I found some chord tones that I really like. So there's a vocal harmony on that track. It's like seven layers, and that's just me singing different melodies over you know, over the track. So, you know, just playing with instruments and just things that can help me, you know, think of different things in the sonic space that I like to put myself into while I'm in the studio.
That's pretty dope. I didn't even know you played the guitar. What other surprises you got for us, Jean? What else you do and play?
Shoot, I know how to touch the piano a little bit too, you know. So.
No doubt. You're a very versatile artist. I'm loving it. So, you know, you got a lot of accomplishments under your belt this far. What would you say if you had to pick one of your biggest accomplishments that you're so proud of that you feel has gotten you far and helped you to grow in this industry?
So, honestly, you know, this year I've gotten a lot of placements in which I've written songs for other artists and then they've recut those songs. And to me, that's a huge milestone because I remember being at a point where, you know, execs would be like, oh, he needs a writer. You know, like he needs somebody in the studio to help him write his songs. And for me, I always felt like, nah, I got something great inside. Like, I'm not going to let people tell me what I'm not. I just know that I got to follow this vision that I got in my heart. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm at a point where I've gotten over, you know what I'm saying, a good amount of placements this year just writing for other artists. And, you know, I'm trusting that vision inside has never led me astray. You know, even seeing all the love and support that I got from the people in this room, it just tells me that I got to keep going and I just got to keep following that vision.
Yeah, 100%. And as you're talking about, you know, having that vision, so many artists have such a great vision for what they want to do. Now, if we go into the mainstream versus, you know, independent artists, what's your take on that? Do you feel like, you know, if you were offered to go to mainstream, would you do it or would you stay as an independent artist? How would you tap in with that?
You know, so I'm not one of those artists that is like anti-major. For me, it's, you know, a contract is an agreement. And basically, do we have terms that we agree on? Do you agree to allow me to operate in this capacity that I want to do if we sign that contract? You know, so it just has to be the right situation and the right terms that we can agree to with stand-up people, you know, because you can't do business with just anybody. And I'm not one of those people. Like, I only do business with people that I got a good feeling about that I think are stand-up. And, you know, I try to keep that integrity, especially when it comes to this music, man, like, you know, because this is near and dear to me. So I want to be able to be here 20, 30 years, 40 years from now, you know, whether it be producing for people, writing for people, or just being a part of different productions in general. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that you use that word integrity. And I feel like sometimes that's even missing from a lot of the music and industry today. And it's not anybody's fault in particular. I think it's just the way the music is shifting, you know. What are your thoughts about the way music is right now in the industry as a whole? Do you see it shifting for the better or do you think there's some changes that need to be made?
I think that there could be a lot more attention on just the craft of music, you know, and not trying to sell gimmicks. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it's fun, it's cool, but at the end of the day, we love music because music takes us to places. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like with the intent of a lot of parties in the game right now, they just kind of, they try to make it gimmick culture more so than music culture. Like,
right.
You know? And I just wanted to get back to that. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And how do, I know, do you have family in Haiti? How do they feel about your music? Are they, you know, rocking it out there a lot?
Oh, yeah, they love my music. They support me for sure.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you mentioned Wyclef Jean. I'm going to play one of his tracks. And Royal, if you're still in the building and you want to play another one of his tracks, you can. I'm gonna play this track and then come in after me if you're still down. So right now we tapping in with the Simply Vibes show. We talking to Jean Michael, Haitian sensation, doing his thing right now. We gonna play this track right now since we talked about Wyclef Jean, one of the major Haitian sensations. Let's get it. Let's go.
Yeah, this one's for the world right here. Just walked in the building.
Big up to the Far East rulers.
Welcome to the East. Oh, sometimes I ask myself what the violence is.
No, you're gonna laugh at it. Kalenja, why?
It's too hot on the floor. It's too hot on the floor. It's too hot on the floor.
Judgment yard. I'll courtesy.
It's got the M15. We got the M16.
That's dangerous.
It's too hot on the floor. Too hot on the floor.
Check it out.
saw the ski mask, I didn't see the faces, y'all. Saw the grenade, heard the explosions, y'all. It get worse, y'all. Can't count the hearses.
Shout out to everybody on Clubhouse. Shout out to everybody listening in from Florida, New York, Trinidad, wherever you all at right now, tapping into the Simply Vibe Show. Y'all know how we do it here. We streaming 24/7. That's right, 24/7. We got some dope DJs before and after me. BugNationRadio.com. Log on now. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Saturday night. We talking to Jean Michael right here. Let's go.
And for my little sisters in the misery. Sweet 16, you ain't alone in your presence. I pour some liquors for my homies that pass.
Sit back while I'm writing, watch you fade in the paragraph. Paragraph.
Sometimes I ask myself, would the violence ever cease? Jake, turn it up. It's too hot on the floor.
Shut it down.
We got the M15,
oh,
we got the M16,
oh,
too hot on the floor, man. Too hot.
Sizzler, check it out.
Wolfing sheep clothes and explosives with fuel and lime. People dying, that's too much cruel. I got no love, they all reach the covenant with poisonous gases on these harmful substances. I prophesy they gon' fall on the attack. Most I see they ain't keeping this about kids can't play at all. Cause those bangers looting. Every day someone fall with these drive-by shooting. Will there ever be peace on the earth with human acting like cannibals living like beasts on the earth? Be good, live it up, a friendly jester. What's going on in the neighborhood today is devastating.
Welcome to the east.
Oh,
sometimes I ask myself, would the violence ever cease?
We tapping in right now with Jean Michael right here. Royal, you coming in with another track? It's on you. Thank you all for joining us here on Clubhouse. For those of you listening in, we definitely having a great interview right now. Make sure you log on to FunkNationRadio.com. We are streaming 24/7. We have some DJs here doing some great things. And you know how we do it here on the Simply Vibe Show. We support independent artists, we support DJs, we support producers, everybody. We like to collaborate and connect. We're a big family over here. Royal, it's on you. Let's go.
Give me one second. I'm downloading the track, John.
No doubt. We can go back and talk to Jean for a little bit again. So, Jean, you mentioned some projects you got coming up. Any more exclusives you want to drop for us here on Funk Nation Radio?
Sure. So shout out to, you know, D-Bots in the building. We just locked in our first placement, you know what I'm saying, took care of the business and everything. So maybe we could play that record. That's a record I wrote, Bots produced, for an artist by the name of Swift Notes. It's called If I Was Your Lover. So, yeah, maybe we could definitely spin that for the room for sure.
Definitely. And now that you're speaking of D-Bots in the building, Bots, what's up? What's up? Tell us about the cookout coming up. I'm so happy. I'm looking forward to that cookout. I really am. It's going to be dope. But tell us a little bit about that cookout.
The cookout, the summer cookout, New Jersey, August 23rd, 25th. The number one independent networking entertainment summit in the world right now. Independents are coming from all over the world to meet in Jersey to learn, to grow, to cook, to do photos. Shout out to Jen. She is a sponsor. She'll have a vendor table. We're going to have live band karaoke. We're going to be shooting videos. We're going to have actor classes. We're going to have a live DJ, man. And we got three studio rooms that's going to be cooking with vibes. So if you're an independent creative and you want to take your career to the next level, the cookout is the place you want to be. If you want any more information about that, just hit me up on IG or click my bio on IG. Get your ticket to meet us in Jersey next month because it's going down.
It is going down. Make sure you get your tickets. And we're actually going to play this track really quick, Royal, and I'll come to you right after. Now that D-Bots is in the building, we're talking about the cookout. This track is definitely hot. I'm going to play Frozen in Time, Bots. You want to tell us about this track really quick?
Frozen in Time. It was done at the Cookout Houston in January. It's crazy because we had three different artists from three different cities get on the track. You know, I played the beat, and they all was like, I got a verse for it. Let me write a verse. Actually, four, because we got somebody different on the hook. So it has Hampton, the artist. It has my boy Kidrick James from Houston and a new artist that's hitting the scene right now, making some waves, named Crystal Craze. So, yeah, That's the joint right there, Frozen in Time.
Yeah, it's definitely a joint. And I got to give a shout out to Hampton on this track. Hampton is actually going to be performing, and he's going to be helping out with the Women's Summit that I'm hosting on July 22nd. So shout out to Hampton in the building. Check it out by joining the live stream. Go over to Simply Real and press subscribe. Let's get it. Let's go with Frozen in Time. And we're talking to Jean Michael here. We're going to come back with some of his tracks as well. Simply Vibe Show. Y'all keep it locked in. Let's go.
Hey, let me talk to you for a minute, baby. Just tell you how I really feel. When I met you, you were shattered. I picked up the pieces. Had me sitting trying to read you like you was a thesis. Was full of doubt, made you a believer. Communication was the key, I ain't a mind reader. The one before me didn't do anything but mistreat you. Putting word to gain your trust, I'm your stress reliever. You know I don't play about you. I'm King Conga, you my hand. Just you opened up your heart, got me being a better man. Take my hand and let me leave, it's the king in me. That made me wanna provide, profess, and protect my queen. Cause like Method Man and Mary J, you are all I need. Just know I'm coming to you real, Vega, I ain't make believe. You see?
Come tell me all of your secrets. I'm trying to hear a piece of your mind. Give me your heart and I'll keep it. We'll be forever frozen in time. Come tell me all of your secrets. I'm trying to hear a piece of your mind. Give me your heart and I'll keep it. We'll be forever.
Tell me what you're thinking late at night when you alone. Every right and every wrong, the name of your favorite song. Tell me what your favorite color or a story about your brother. How you got into a fight with your ex's baby mother. We could lay up under covers and be more than just some lovers. So many things to discover, I'm different from all the others. Never been the type to smother, but I want to get to know you. Lay back, baby girl, and let me hold you. And tell me all your secrets.
Come tell me all of your secrets. I'm trying to hear a piece of your mind. Give me your heart and I'll keep it. We'll be forever frozen in time. Come tell me all of your secrets. I'm trying to hear a piece of your mind, girl. Give me your heart and I'll keep it. We'll be forever frozen in time.
I give my all in all because I want it all. And ain't committing to nothing unless it's us involved. Now watch how we evolve. I'm trying to cut the cost and show you everything you sacrificed. It ain't a loss. I get it weather, giving them pressure. Parting my sea, my ocean's a treasure. He get it frozen, licking my potion. I feel in love and find my emotions. Yeah, and I'm so happy we involved. I know you happy, let's get lost.
Come tell me all of your secrets. I'm trying to hear a piece of your mind. Give me your heart and I'll keep it. We'll be forever.
Another dope track. Go ahead, Royals, on you.
So far, mashallah. Like my life, like sunrise. Peace be upon me from your eyes. Habibi ting, I'm there. So far, mashallah. Like my life, like sunrise. Peace be upon me from your eyes. When you love, when you want me. Show yourself when no one but me. Do it all so loyal. I'd do anything for you. She don't want nothing but family. For the heavens to awaken me. Do it all so loyal. I'd do anything for you. I'm BBT, so far, like my life, like sunrise. Please be upon me from your eyes. I'm BBT, so far, like my life, like sunrise. Please be upon me from your eyes. Give me faith, give me prayer, give me sacrifice. Make sure love don't come to the worst time. We walk the journey together with this life. So far, like my life, like sunrise. Please be upon me from your eyes. A BBT, so far, like my life, like sunrise. Please be upon me from your eyes. Thank you. far, mashallah. Like my life, like sunrise. Peace be upon me from your eyes. A baby thing, so far, mashallah. Like my life, like sunrise. Peace be upon me from your eyes.
Another dope one from Jean Michael. That was a beautiful, I mean, they're all beautiful, Jean, but that one was like really beautiful. So tell us a little bit more about that track.
Sure. That joint was called Habibi Ting. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that are, you know, they practice, how would you say, they're Muslim, you know what I'm saying? So I learned a few things from them. That of which, mashallah, which is like not to give the evil eye. Pretty much if somebody gives you a compliment, you say mashallah to not get the evil eye.
Wow.
You know, on that record, I was, and I was, you know, on the record, I was telling a woman that, you know, she was beautiful. Like, mashallah, like, I just, you know, I want you to be blessed. Like, I really think you're beautiful type thing. So, you know,
that's definitely an inspiration. Yeah, that was an inspiration. And shout out to Royal for playing a couple tracks. Appreciate you. They see, this is the power of collaboration. We not into no competition here. We just chilling, and Royal just came in and he's doing his thing. So shout out to you, Royal. I appreciate you. Absolutely. So Jean, you know, we're coming down to the last 5 minutes. I want to make sure you plug all your social media, what you got going on. Where can people find you if they want to collaborate? They want to check out your music. Tell us what's going on.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Once again, my name is Jean Michael. If you want to follow me, you can hit my bio on Clubhouse, and my Instagram is Jean Michael Music. That's JeanMichael Music. Or better yet, if you go to your text message, right, and you text 545454, text my first name, Jean. Just text Jean to 545454, and that way it's going to keep you up to date with all my new releases, all my new performances, when I'm traveling, you know what I'm saying? So it's a real easy way to stay up to date with everything that I got going on. I'm going to put it in the chat, too, so y'all can get on that for sure.
That's right. Y'all make sure you tap in with Jean Michael, the Haitian sensation, right here in Funk Nation Radio, the Simply Vibe Show with your girl DJ Jenny V in the building. I want to say what's up to anybody in the building that wants to say hello. Now is your time. Now is your time, forever now, or speak. If not, we're going to pop it up. So, Royal, you want to play a couple more tracks? If you have any of Jean's tracks, you got it. It's on you if you want to go. I do want to say thank you for everybody joining us here tonight. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up for you next week. We got some more interviews. We got some more music. Y'all know how we do it here on the Simply Vibe Show. We definitely got the rocking music and vibes. We play a little bit of everything for everyone, and we got some great interviews. So, Royal, it's on you if you're ready.
Yo, Royal, if I can, man, I want to make a special request. This one is not on the project, but it's definitely going crazy. And I definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, see y'all share this record, add it to your playlist. If we can run that joke, he's my brother.
Oh, so now we got requests, John. Let's go, Royal. It's on you.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're good.
Give me a piece of the nana. You know I roll with the shotta. Don't do too much of the rara, no.
Y'all make sure you catch me here next Saturday. I'm here every Saturday, 8 to 9 p.m., the Simply Vibe Show. Y'all know how we do it here with your girl, DJ Jenny V, in the building. Make sure you tap in. Let's get it, let's go. Thank you to Jean Michael for joining us. Thank you to everyone here on Clubhouse.
She wanna pose for that picture.
Y'all heard her.
Pose.
Make sure y'all tapping
in. The cloud like Joe.
My homeboy Shawn Michaels.
Pose.
Also tapping with Jennifer.
Like
Funk Nation Radio.
Pose. Ballin' in the cloud like Joe. Pose. Ballin' in the cloud like Joe. Nothing is set in stone. Tell the jeweler check my score. Well, you better watch your tone. Your mama needs to go. Said that I'm stepping my way. All I know is how to get paid. Stuck
by Shawn Michaels. La la la.
Drug money no Rico. Real G them see through. VIP with the heat through.
VIP with the heat through. Whoa.
Where's something up?
Y'all make sure y'all tap in with Miss Jennifer.
She wanna pose for that picture.
Funk Nation Live Radio. Make sure y'all join the house. Purpose, passion, persistence. Hey, Brock, I see you. Radio was good.
Big
7 in the building.
Ballin' in the cloud
time
like
Joe. Radio. Jayla Rowe, what's happening?
I'm the price we stop from Mota. The feed doesn't meet my quota. All I ever smoke is ganja.
She wants white girl, no Madonna.
Close up, dope, to the kilo. Act new, get jacked like Nino. It's the only language that we know.
Dala, dala, dala.
Drug money, no Rico. Real G, them people.
Hampton, I say you, DJ Chill, what's poppin'?
VIP with the heat, whoa. Where's something up?
Hey, damn, what's good?
She wanna pose for that picture.
Hey, pretty!